You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful day today. It's going to be a high of 85 degrees.
No. And no, that's wrong. Where did you get
25?
That? 25?
24. Oh, I'm...
It's going to be the high.
Okay.
Yeah. It's 1 degree
right
now.
Switch numbers around.
It's 1 degree right now.
All right.
Happy Valentine's Day. By the way, the President's Sale is going on now at Verlo Mattresses. You can save an extra $250, $500, even $850 off of their factory direct prices. And for a limited time at Verlo, you can save up to 50% on their adjustable bases. Hurry in now. Save big during Verlo's President's Day sale. Good at their east side location or west side location. Also, free 0% financing available for 6, 12, or even up to 18 months. You can find out more at verlo.com or by stopping into their east side or west side locations.
All right.
John?
Well, I've got the big story, but I'm going to put that off just a second here.
Ah.
Just saw this headline.
Okay.
Oh, we do have Catherine on the line.
Well, Catherine's let's go, on the phone.
Let's go to Catherine first.
All right. Good morning, Catherine. Hello. There she is.
Good morning. I'm on.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to interrupt your big story, but I have a big question for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why do they have mattress sales on President's Day every year? I just want to know. Do you know? Come on, you're the guys in the know.
Yeah.
To honor all the presidents
that have
used
been
mattresses. I don't know.
Okay. Never mind.
Well, it doesn't.
No, I have another question.
There's no connection.
No, I don't.
All right.
I don't know.
Another question.
No, I have another question. My brother is a Republican. Mm. My father was a Republican. My mother was a reluctant Republican. She was a Democrat at heart and probably sneaked her Democratic votes in all the years that she was married to my dad. But my brother is still, he voted for Trump the first time, didn't vote the second time. Mm. But he's arguing for him. And we had this argument yesterday. He calls me for my birthday and says, I'm calling not about that. I want to talk about politics and Donald Trump. And so we got into it a little bit and we kind of had fun. But in the end, he said what he has said to me many times before. I watch Fox and CNN. Do you watch Fox? And I have to say, no, I don't, because my personal opinion is no truth comes out of those mouths. Mm-hmm. I seek out the truth. I read the New York Times. I'm going to give up on the Washington Post probably because that's changed. But, you know, so my question to you, John, mm-hmm. to be an informed electorate.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to watch? Do we have to watch Fox? Am I doing myself and my country a disservice by not checking out Fox regularly?
Actually, no. You're probably saving your mental
emotional stability.
Yeah, emotional stability and mental health that way. Because I have done that. I've had it on for an entire day. I'm sitting there watching this thing, and it makes you fearful. It makes you want to curl up in a corner someplace. And that's what I think about Fox. And I don't. They twist and turn stories in a way that really is unhealthy and a lie. So, no, you're not missing anything on that. And if you just, you know, go through Blue Sky or even X, you'll find the truth there. They do have clips of Fox, but that's really all you'll need is the clips because it's just, you know, wall-to-wall lies and spin.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Yes.
Yeah. So you really don't need to.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah. No. Well, you know, unless there's a big storm. But yes, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A big birthday party.
That's
Dillard
right.
Birthday party.
Catherine's, yeah.
Yeah, she's 90.
Yeah. She's not 90. Okay.
She's gone now.
Happy Valentine's Day, Catherine.
All right.
And happy birthday.
Here's a little story. Eric Hovde's back out there.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's really angry.
What's he
he's not
about?
Happy at all. Hovde again raised doubts about the process of counting the absentee ballots in Milwaukee and criticized same-day voter registration in Wisconsin. He claimed without providing specifics that a lot has come out since the election. No one knows what that is. I haven't heard anything like it, but this is a quote. A lot of people were very upset. Anybody know anybody that was very upset? I don't know a lot of people that have been upset about this. What happened that night as it pertains to my race and feel that I may have been robbed? And that's the latest from Eric, the comedian Hovde, who ran for Senate.
Why would he come out with all this now? I mean, everything's been certified and signed off on. He wants to be back in the spotlight.
Preparing himself maybe to run for governor. Who knows? Okay. But this time, maybe people won't be so, you know, deceptive. Maybe they'll count the votes the right way next time.
Okay.
Right? Or not count votes in Milwaukee. I think that's maybe what he's insinuating.
That's it. Hey, phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. Use the Civic Media app. You can call us or text us from the app. It's free to download. Yes.
I think this caller is right. Studies have shown that watching Fox News makes you less informed. I think that's true. I think I've seen that.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's get to Elon, what he's really doing. Okay.
I found
a couple of web wisdoms here. I'm going to play for you because they're really, really important, and they point out some really interesting things. And this is Doc Knock. I don't know who it is. It's just some guy saying this stuff. But I looked up a lot of this stuff, and it's true.
It's from the internet.
I always have to look this stuff up to make sure I'm putting, you know, accurate information on. But this is Doc Knock. He's pointing out how Elon is cutting research by simply misleading research names. Like, you know, when they title the research.
Right.
That Elon is just looking at the title, and he's not looking at what the actual research is. So let's play this.
Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency has uncovered millions of dollars in fraudulent, pointless research. Wouldn't it be a shame if a tired scientist were to fact-check them? As you can see in this tweet, in 2024, the U.S. government spent $7 million on projects studying magic. Doge hopes you don't look any further than that tweet, lest you realize that 90% of that $7 million was actually spent on a science museum for children. It was called the Magic City Discovery Center, because it's in a city called Minot, North Dakota, that's nicknamed Magic City. It had nothing to do with casting spells. The other 10% included an educational podcast, as well as projects for several other museums. Oops, science museum funding for children doesn't make for as good of a story as spending millions of dollars on magic. However, Elon Musk has never been one to let the facts get in the way of a compelling narrative. Doge's takes on research are so shallow you could wade through them without getting your socks wet. They probably would have called Galileo a grifter for spending time staring at the sky. What I need you to understand is that if understanding research was like doing laps in a swimming pool, these guys would be doing cannonballs headfirst into the shallow end. Well, fine, tired scientists. But what about other pointless government research, like spending $1 million to see if cocaine makes Japanese quails more sexually promiscuous, as commenters have brought up in some of my prior posts? That's got to be fraudulent and wasteful, right? Wrong. Again, if you take a look at the actual research paper, it explains how they used quail as a model for something called state-dependent learning. They were actually trying to better understand how drug use impacts high-risk sexual behavior in humans. But if you leave it at $1 million to give cocaine to quails, that sounds like the absurd science buffoons are at it again. Anytime you see someone scoring this type of win against what seems to be ridiculous research, like giving alcohol to rats, or making mice feel lonely, or like teaching pigeons to gamble or something, I guarantee you that if you were to actually read the paper or the grant proposal, you would quickly learn why it's actually relevant to human health. I could probably debunk 50 of these types of claims in a row, but I don't have time for that. In fact, I barely have time for this, as you can kind of see down here.
That's good. So, pretty good information, though, isn't it? I mean, that's just go by the title of the research and then ban it and cut it.
And that's it.
Magic City.
Yeah.
Well, they're studying magic.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Whatever happened to don't believe everything you read on the internet?
Yeah. Right. Oh, my God. Oh, well, biggest offender is a guy who, you know, has a business on the internet.
The internet must be good for something, right?
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com, and you got them naked chicks on there, man. You just go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Yeah.
That's the internet.
That's our next story. No, it isn't. We have another web wisdom. This is Zach Kimball. He has a comment about Elon's cut. And let's go to, this is cut 94. Okay. All right, this is the big Elon Khan. Let's listen.
This is how much Elon and Trump are going to cut the federal budget by firing a bunch of federal employees. 0.16%. You heard that right, 0.16%. This is Doge math. That's what I like to call it. It's when you pretend like you're doing a lot of important stuff, but when you really investigate it, you're not doing shit. Let me walk you through it. Yesterday, Elon Musk was cosplaying as president, taking questions on Doge, and Donald Trump signed an executive order saying they will substantially cut the federal workforce. Internally, their goal is about 5 to 10% of federal employees being fired, so let's use 10% just for the sake of this math. In 2024, federal civilian employees got paid $271 billion. But the majority of these jobs are actually exempt from Trump's cuts because they're part of the Department of Defense, Veterans Affairs, or Homeland Security, leaving only $108 billion of salaries to cut, and if you look right here, that would mean the government would only save $10.8 billion annually. And let's take a look at how much the federal government spent last year. $6.75 trillion. $10.8 billion is 0.16% of $6.75 trillion. Essentially, they're cutting a ton of important personnel for a rounding error in savings. If you're serious about cuts, federal employment is not the place to start. This is like a family with a severe spending problem and $1 million in debt going, you know what we're gonna do to turn this all around? We're gonna start making our coffee at home. That will do next to nothing. If this is what the Department of Government Efficiency's idea of efficiency is, they're f***ed.
Yeah. And that's it. I mean, it's such a small percentage. And these are the red flags that went up for me. All these cuts didn't seem to make any kind of sense because it's not enough. Remember, the cuts lasted to meant about, what, 2 or 3 days of spending by the government. Mm-hmm. All of these cuts, getting rid of the departments. Now, Elon says government is like a weed. And he wants to kill these weeds. Elon said, I think we need to delete entire agencies as opposed to leave part of them behind. It's kind of like leaving a weed. If you don't remove the root of the weed, then it's easy that it'll just grow back. All right.
Okay.
Now, here is my epiphany. Here's what I think is really going on. If you don't have these departments that have the rules and regulations in place, then the rules and regulations disappear. Take away the department, rules go away, regulations go away. Even though Congress had, you know, meant those things to be in place, they're gone now. And who benefits without rules and regulations? Corporations and businessmen,
right.
The wealthy. And that is the bottom line. They're making cuts for nothing.
That's the plan.
To eliminate these departments so they can have rules and regulations eliminated for the wealthy.
Mm-hmm. Coming up in about 10 minutes, a Max Inc. preview with Jimmy Kay. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy for Valentine's Day in just a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I just called to say I love you.
Come on, John, get into the spirit a little bit. Just a little. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Isn't it funny how all these love songs are so horrible?
Okay, let's move on to Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Good morning. The weather's pretty
horrible,
too. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Yes. John just can't get into the spirit of it.
I really can't.
He's a curmudgeon.
Yeah. Yeah. Never bought into
Grinch
this.
Grinch of Valentine's Day.
The Grinch, yeah.
There it is. Yeah.
The Grinch of Valentine's Day. I like that. So weather-wise, we're all bracing for snow coming our way sometime later today, right?
Here we go. Another hit. Perfect timing. Wrong timing. Right on Valentine's night. Yeah. It looks like, you know, I was trying to track how much is really going to be on the ground throughout this evening. You know, it does start around 4 or 5 o'clock or so, and it does hit pretty heavy. We're looking at 1 to 2 inches on the ground by 9 o'clock tonight.
Oh, no.
So some 5 to 9, pretty heavy hit. So just if you're driving around on a date or something like that, that's what you're going to be dealing with. Well, now drive slow, be careful.
You have an excuse to say, you know, let's go to my place, you know?
Or bail out.
Wow. All right. See, that's the male and female perspectives on this.
That's it. That's it completely.
Weather's the great excuse. But anyhow, yeah. Yes, by morning, we are looking at another 1 inch or so on the ground. So now you're at 3 to 4 inches. And then throughout Saturday, we're looking at another 2 to 4.
Oh, no.
So this is putting us at 5 to 8 inches potentially by the time the weekend is said and done. So shovel in shifts is my advice. And we are looking at some sunshine moving in by Sunday along a cold front. Winds are going to start to get feisty. Temperatures are going to crash cold. So we're going to see some dangerous wind chills on Monday. And that cold hangs on to Tuesday too. So while we're mild now, temperatures will be in the mid-20s today, 30s tomorrow, low 20s on Sunday. That cold is right behind the snowfall.
So you said shovel in shifts.
Yes.
Yep.
Rather quickly. You know, I'm thinking, boy, you could really.
What?
You could say that incorrectly if you said it fast enough.
Don't.
Okay. Shovel in shifts.
Yes.
I'm going to try that.
Got it. Be careful.
Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
I just think that if you break it up, it's going to be a lot easier of an event. Don't wait until it's done and then the cold hits and then you're out there freezing trying to get rid of the whole mass of it. I mean, when you got 4 inches on the ground in the morning and then another 4 later on Saturday, it's not the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the snowmobile folks should be okay with this, right?
We are so excited. I've seen groomer. I live off a snowmobile trail. Yeah. So I've been hearing crazy noises. God. At first, I thought it was people with chainsaws when our trails first opened. Not even going to lie. Because they haven't been open here since I've lived in this area. So it's nice to see them out there. The groomers are grooming the trails. Everything is open up north, basically. So
that's great.
If you got a sled, let's go.
All right.
Okay. All right, Brittany. Well, have fun in the snow and have a good Valentine's Day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Shoveling shifts.
Should be a new slogan. Put it on a t-shirt. Okay. All right. Thank you, Brittany.
Wow.
Have a great day. Okay.
I don't know why that occurred
stuck
to me.
Stuck in your mind?
It just seemed you could have said that incorrectly and said my favorite word that I think we should be able to say on the air, but we can't say it, the S word.
Okay. You're going to keep fighting that battle.
I am going to fight that battle.
All right.
All right. Well, you know, fighting that battle is, trying to get the Department of Ed to stay in existence somehow, you know, with Linda McMahon as the proposed secretary of the Department of Ed, is destruction enough.
She was up at Congress getting interviewed, for that job?
Absolutely. Yeah. And she was asked a question about, keeping Black History Month.
Yeah, African American Studies.
So why don't we get to that? This is Cut 92, and we'll see if they'll keep African-American studies.
Yes.
What about educational programming centered around specific ethnic and racial experiences? My son is in a public school. He takes a class called African-American History. If you're running an African-American History class, could you perhaps be in violation of this court order, of this executive order?
I'm not quite certain, and I'd like to look into it further and get back to you on that.
So there's a possibility.
Yeah.
There's a possibility, you're saying, that public schools that run African-American history classes, right? This is a class that has been taught in public schools for decades, could lose federal funding if they continue to teach African-American history.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I would like to take a look at these programs and fully understand the breadth of the executive order and get back to you on that.
Yeah. Hesitant.
I think you're going to have a lot of educators and a lot of principals and administrators scrambling right now.
Yeah, I think so. Huh? Yeah.
Kind of wouldn't answer that very specifically.
No. Of course.
They're studying it.
They're studying it. And she probably won't have a department anyway.
Right.
Juan has his way in all of this.
Yeah.
And now we've heard that not just the price of eggs, but everything else is going up. Inflation has increased more so in the last 2 years. So
I thought Trump was going to bring that down on day one.
Did he say that?
I think so.
I
Yeah,
I think he did say that from the man who constantly makes statements like, I never said that, or I don't know him or her. Let's review in his own words what he actually said. And Nicole Wallace has a comment on this. This is Cut 93. Let's check it out.
Okay.
I will end the devastating inflation crisis immediately, bring down interest rates, and lower the cost of energy.
We're going to bring those prices way down.
A vote for Trump means your groceries will be cheaper.
Groceries, cars, how everything. We're going to get the prices down.
Yeah.
Starting on day one, we will end inflation and make America affordable again.
No. We are seeing some results, some outputs, just not those, the ones he promised. Today, the Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting that contrary to Donald Trump's many, 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 many daily promises, inflation is actually up by 3% in what was the fastest monthly increase in a year and a half.
There you go.
It's not over, with economists noting that President Trump's new tariffs could put even more upward pressure on prices, meaning, again, up. Not surprisingly, the Trump administration is rapidly changing the message on inflation.
There you go.
So now that the president...
And the amazing thing is, now he's backtracking completely on it. And he's been asked about this, and he said, no, it might take some time before those prices come down. They it probably might. Will increase, but it's all worth it.
It'll be okay in the end.
You think they'll buy into that, the MAGAs?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Coming up right around the corner after the news, we'll get to Jimmy Kay with a Max Inc. preview on John and Gordy in the Morning. WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning, Rock and Roll Radio. It's the Valentine's Day edition.
It is.
And we just had some a delivery right to our studio front door here from Laura. She sent what appears to be some cherry cheesecake.
Yes.
Really delicious.
You know, I'm not a big fan of cheesecake. I had one and it's fantastic. It really, it tastes great.
And those are like little croissants.
Yeah.
Croissants.
Croissant.
Yeah.
You have to say it the right way. Croissant.
And Laura sent a note saying, Happy Valentine's Day for all you do to keep us sane. Well, we're glad that
well,
you're
you know what?
Not insane yet.
I think I've changed my mind about Valentine's Day.
All right, really?
I think
you're starting to warm up to the idea.
Changed my mind.
Well, here's something else that could change your mind, John. Verlo's President's Day sale is happening right now. That's right. The President's Day sale. You can save all kinds of money. Like you can save $250, $500, or even $850 on some of their factory direct prices on the mattresses. And for a limited time, save up to 50% on the adjustable bases. Hurry in now during the big Verlo's President's Day sale. It's good on their east side or west side locations. Also free 0% financing available for 6, 12, or 18 months. Go to Verlo.com and you can get more information there. What?
Well, how do you think that'll go over? You know, you're
what do you mean?
Out with your favorite date, right?
Yeah. Say,
hey, let's go and look at mattresses.
Sure. Why wouldn't you do that on Valentine's Day?
If you do that on the first date, that's like an ultimate hint, you know?
Yeah, that's the big hint.
That might be rushing things a bit. Jimmy Kay is in the studio. Yeah, hi, Jim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
What's
great.
Happening on Wisconsin's favorite local music
mini
show?
Mini croissants this... over here, if you want some mini croissants.
That food looks amazing.
Yeah, yes.
I look forward to the point where I can get in my radio career where I can get gifts delivered like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you guys have worked
all
hard
the time,
for years for that. Cherry cheesecake?
Well, these kind of gifts were the only way we were able to eat in radio.
Typically on weekend nights, people bring us booze or beer. You know, that's our gift.
That's not too bad.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Like
that. Now that they've added THC to it.
Oh, that's even better. Now you're talking the language of love, John.
There you go.
Hey, Max Inc. on Civic Media this Saturday and Sunday evening, 6 to midnight, original local music from Wisconsin. Before I talk about tomorrow's show, I got to remind you about the Happy Hour of Love that's happening tonight.
Tonight, wow. Yes.
Tonight. Can't at the wait. Gamma Ray Bar, 121 West Main Street in Madison. The doors are going to open at 4:30. Show starts at 5. The weather's going to be a little tricky tonight, so take care. Maybe take the bus. That way you don't have to worry about driving home, you know?
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Leave it up to the bus drivers.
The Flavor That Kills is driving. Mothballs has put it on their first show. I'll be there emceeing the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have some Civic Media merch to give away. So come on down and say hello. Mm-hmm. You can get your advance tickets right now at gammaray.bar. The Happy Hour Love presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. Hope to see you there.
I'm going
to
be there. I'm going to stop by.
You're coming early. By.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent. I live near downtown, so all it's right. Not too bad.
John,
yeah.
Are you going to be able to make it down? Or
No.
John has okay. Other plans.
All right.
I'm moving my kid up.
Sam, how about you, man? You want to come down?
I really want to come, but I've got to be out of town this weekend. Yeah.
That's right. He's going out of town.
Okay. Yeah. That's not a lot, Sam.
That's too bad.
I'll be there, Jim.
Sorry.
You and I hold down the fort.
Gordy's looking for love.
I can't wait.
We'll be awesome. Okay. Now, Max Inc. tomorrow night is shaping up to be a great show. I'm super excited. Terry Barr and I will be live in studio tomorrow. Rocker's going to stop by the studio.
Oh.
We're going to find out how his recovery's going and what kind of restraints Alice is using on Rocker to keep him out of trouble so he doesn't do things he's not supposed to do, you know, because Rocker, he is going stir crazy. He wants to do his stuff. So since we're talking about Rocker, Rocker's going to be on the show tomorrow. I thought I'd start out with the music this morning with a song from Rocker's band, Iron Plow.
Oh, sure.
Let me get that right. Mm. Iron Plow.
There you go.
Yeah. This is from their EP that was recorded at Cherry Pit Studios. As a personal favorite of mine, it's Iron Plow and Rocket. Rock and roll. That's what
is,
I think of.
That really is classic.
Iron Plow.
It is.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to the day Rocker get back on stage to do some Iron Plow shows.
Mm-hmm.
Another guest that we have on the show tomorrow night is a new Madison artist named Yanni. Now, Yanni brings raw emotion and thoughtful storytelling to the forefront of his music, blending introspective lyrics with dynamic guitar-driven melodies. Having recently moved to Madison, he started a life with the love of his life here in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
His songs reflects this chapter of fresh beginnings and the journey to finding the meaning of love and creativity. Now, Yanni's tracks are pretty cool. There's some up on YouTube. In fact, his latest release from the album En Route to Madison has garnered over 13,000 streams on YouTube.
Wow. He's come a long way since playing the pan flute back in the 70s.
Yeah, that was really boring at that time.
You know, when
it's not the same Yanni.
No.
Although,
I assume that I'm like, wow, this guy, Yanni, is calling for me from the 1970s. Somebody else named Yanni.
Okay.
So this is Yanni's song. He's going to be in studio. He's going to play a couple songs for us tomorrow. This is his song that's got 13,000 streams on YouTube. Okay. From his latest album, En Route to Madison, is called Him and Her. It's Yanni.
Living just a stone's throw from Wrigley. He couldn't think what they had to come. His little life had just begun. Hit the road, make it home. Just come back to my arms. I can't do this alone. What's another 100 miles? Takes me to you. Well, let's burn off these tires. Honey,
indie sound to it.
It is. Yeah. It is very good. Yeah.
Who's that again?
His name is Yanni.
Yeah, that is Yanni. Okay.
That's Yanni. Not that, the 70s Yanni, but yeah, okay. the,
is
what is this?
J two or Y?
Why?
Okay.
Why? Mm. Yeah. There
maybe,
you go.
Who knows? Maybe it is the same guy.
No, it be isn't. Something? It doesn't sound like it.
Is he even still alive?
I don't know. We'll have to do some deep research on it. We'll get the IT working on it right away.
All right.
You know, a couple days ago, I had a chance to catch up with a great friend of Max Inc. and a super songwriter, Kaylin Cole, and her friend Lexi Liu. They are in town. We're going to talk about Lexi in just a second, but there's something happening in
there
the studio.
Is something
I don't
happening.
Know what's going on here. Todd Alba is wandering around the station. So, Todd, what's happening?
Hey, guys. We're doing the triple Lindy of radio broadcasting.
Oh, okay.
We're crossing incredible. The time continuum.
Yes.
This is John and Gordy and the John and Gordy Morning Show on WMDX here in Madison. They're on from WMDX 6 until 8.
Good morning.
While Kreitlow's on in other stations.
Uh-huh.
So how are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
I didn't know Kreitlow was still on the air.
Wow, it's saucy down here.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Yeah.
There's John Gordy over there.
Yeah.
There's Jimmy K.
Jimmy K's in here.
And you can listen to him and Max and Radio every Saturday night.
That's right.
And big news, right, Jimmy, coming up this weekend.
Yes, we got lots of show announcements and breaking news tomorrow on Max Inc.
Big announcements tomorrow, so join Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night. We'll leave John and Gordy and everybody alone. But thanks, guys.
Fine. All right.
Hi, Pat.
Thanks, nice Pat.
Pat's not there. Todd's filling in for Pat. Oh, God. It's a little chaotic.
I know. That's why I said it.
That was like radio stream crossing extraordinaire right there.
See,
that
was... The thing is, Pat's going to watch that. And, you know, I just want to patch things up just in case.
Oh, good. You're off to a good start. All right, Todd. Okay. Thanks for stop by anytime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Away he goes.
Oh, we should have offered some.
Oh, we had a whole
croissants
bunch of food.
Here and
cherry cheesecake.
We'll keep that to ourselves.
Okay. So, a good friend of Max Inc. and the show, Kaylin Cole, stopped by. I had an opportunity to meet them on Wednesday night here at the studio. We recorded an interview.
Yeah.
Kaylin came with her good friend, Lexi Liu, and we'll talk about Lexi Liu in just a second.
All right.
Now, Kaylin is originally from Portage, Wisconsin. That's where the North begins, guys, right?
That's right. Yes, they have signs that say that.
Exactly. People will argue that fact until they're blue in the face.
Right.
Now, Kaylin grew up playing music around Portage in the Madison area, but then 5 years ago, she took the leap and moved to Nashville. Mm. Now she's a full-time musician, living her dreams, writing and performing music, meeting and collaborating with some pretty big names in the business. Now, Kaylin and Lexi Liu, they're on tour right now. They're playing in Green Bay tonight. But on February 27th, put this on your calendar, Saturday, February 27th, they'll be at Main Street Music in Brooklyn, just south of Oregon, here in Dane County, to see Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu perform live, and they're awesome.
Yeah.
Now tomorrow night, they come on the show. We've already recorded this interview, but we had a great conversation about the music industry, what they're up to, their tour, plus some brand new music. Kaylin Cole is dropping a song tomorrow. Is called Me This Time. You guys want to hear this song?
Yeah, yes. Definitely.
You really want to hear this brand new, never released song from Kaylin Cole?
Yeah. Now, is this performed live or is this?
No, this is a studio track. Okay. Okay. I got bad news. I can't play it for you guys.
What?
Come on. You have to tune into Max Inc. tomorrow night.
Come on.
To hear the brand new track from Kaylin Cole. What I can do is play a track from her 2023 release, Bourbon Warfare. This is Kaylin Cole, and you ain't
like
Jack.
That. Bourbon Warfare.
You ain't
Jack, so imagine yourself in a bar trying to pick up a woman, Gordy. And, yeah? And she's probably singing this song to herself about you. You ain't Jack.
You ain't Jack.
You ain't Jack.
Okay.
You ain't Jack. Yeah. Now, let's talk about
Happens
Lexi Lou.
All the time, yeah.
Lexi Lou, it was a pleasure meeting her. She grew up in Douglasville, Georgia, the Peach State, but Lexi told me she doesn't like peaches. However, she does have a wonderful southern drawl that I could listen to forever. Now, Lexi Lou started playing the guitar as a kid. After high school, Lexi went on to get a degree in audio engineering and then moved to Nashville. Then she met Kalen, and they started writing together, playing shows together, and the rest is history, as they say. Definitely check out Lexi's social media sites for great content, including music videos and other cool things. Would you guys like to hear a brand new song from Lexi?
Yes.
Yes. Can Are we? You going to let us this hear time? It?
All right. Yeah. This was actually released a while ago, so I can play this. Here okay. is Lexi Lou and Day by Day.
Okay.
Yesterday can float away. There ain't no shame in taking it day by day. It's such a beautiful
Lexi
day.
Lou. So good. Maxine on Civic Media tomorrow night, 6 to midnight. Plus, we'll have a really big show announcement for you tomorrow, too.
Okay. Right. We'll come back a little bit with more with Jimmy Kay, the Maxine preview on this Valentine's Day Friday in just a moment on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX.
Valentine's Day edition, John and Gordy. And Jimmy Kay in the house here. This portion of the show brought to you by David J. Franks. David J. Frank is your turnkey one-stop landscaping source celebrating 65 years in business. They take care of lawns. They do flowers, trimming, shaping, pruning, both commercial and residential. The largest landscape contractor in this part of the state with offices in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. They have the talent, the experience, the passion, and the wherewithal to perform virtually any landscaping project, big or small, with a high degree of professionalism. Check them out at davidjfrank.com. That's davidjfrank.com.
Anybody want the last few cherry cheesecakes?
You're chowing those down.
Man, don't eat them all.
I haven't even gotten a chance to have one yet,
it's too
John.
Bad, man.
Hey, Catherine's back on the phone. She called, then she hung up, then she called and hung up.
I think she wants some heavy metal.
Again.
Let's find out what she wants.
Catherine, go ahead.
Well, I don't understand our phone system. I call and I hear nothing. Sam doesn't pick up and talk to me. God bless it. But it finally, okay. Anyway, hi. I just wanted to ask Jimmy. First of all, Jimmy, what the hell? You're taking my people away from my damn party on Saturday night because Rocker's going to be live in the lair on Saturday night. I'm really appalled and thrilled.
Wait.
Now I'm going to have to go. Nobody's going to be at my party.
Wait, maybe you're having a party? I wasn't invited to this party, Catherine.
Yes, you were. If you pay attention to the Madison chat, it's our
work. Oh, my God.
For God's sake, yes, you are. Okay. But here's my question.
Okay.
Max. Inc. I would love, because in honor of Rocker and you, Jimmy Kay, for having this Max Inc. thing going for so many years, please give us a reminder of who you are, how you started, just a brief little history, and I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right. Well, there you
All
go.
Right, Catherine.
Wow. Putting me on the spot. Well, my name is Jimmy Kay. Rocker and I, we started Max Inc. in my basement, in my house, on the internet. We did the show naked, and because we were on the internet, that was easy enough.
It was boom hour, you know? And we needed.
But you know, I mean, when we started Max Inc., it was all about promoting the Madison music scene. Yeah, and you know, for years we did that on the radio. For a number of years after we moved out of my basement, we actually did the show live at the Wisco every single week, Tuesday nights.
Cool.
And that was a lot of fun. It happened to be volleyball night at the Wisco at the time, so you know, we did local rock. Did interviews. We had some live music, all while volleyball was playing at the Wisco in the courts. Cool. It was a good time.
Yeah.
And then we got lucky. And somehow or another, we ended up on 92.7 here in Madison. I think Crudy went to Rocker asking for some programming on the on the weekends. We wanted to unplug from politics.
Mm-hmm.
And this July will be 6 years at Max Inc. We've been on the radio.
Sweet. That's amazing.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So it's a true success story. Appreciate you asking.
All right.
I did not...
Are you still wanted by the law or anything like
that? No, but I have family members that are. I got my stuff. I got a pardon, you know?
Okay. Hey, you got a song we can end with?
First of all, I want to say happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Okay. I don't really celebrate the holiday so much.
Me neither.
Yeah? But today is kind of a special day for me. It is my 28th dating anniversary with my lovely wife, Mrs. K. 28 years ago,
we went on our first date. Congratulations to both of you.
Congratulations to her putting up with my BS for a couple of months.
I think anybody in radio, you know.
Right. Let's go around the city real quick and see what time of Valentine's shows there are so you could build your night of love. First up, we're going to the Happy Hour of Love at the Gamma Ray with the Flavor of Kills and Mothballs. That show starts at 5 o'clock. Hope to see you there.
Yep.
If you grab dinner and go back to the Gamma Ray, there's the Anti-Valentine Show with Madison pop R&B and artist Raquel Illman and Captain Smooth. This is your show.
I should be going to this. I should host that. This is a John and Gordy event, isn't it?
Anti-Valentine.
You can also go to the Red Rooster to see the blues kitten herself, Ivy Ford. She's a great blues
R&B.
She's
excellent.
Yeah, she is awesome.
She was just up in Baraboo last week.
Yeah. Ivy Ford, that's at the Red Rooster tonight. You can also get your dance on. You know, you can get your dance on at both of those shows, but you maybe you want to wear bell bottoms, John. And Gordy, maybe you want to wear an open shirt and let the chest hair fly free.
Okay, do his Elvis impression. Yeah.
Now, what better way to impress your date dressed as such than take him to a bowling center for a disco show?
You bet.
Are you kidding?
Strike.
I love this idea.
It's VO5 at the Boulevard Lanes tonight at 8 o'clock. Here is their song, Dance Originality.
Let's go. Okay.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Bum, bum. Let's do it. Bum, bum. I like that.
Yeah, I love VO5. Every time I think of VO5, I always think of Atwood Fest because Atwood Fest and VO5 are synonymous with each other. By the way, only 162 days until Atwood Fest. Last show, a couple of other things you want to talk about.
Real quick, yeah. Go ahead.
Is the High Noon Saloon tonight with the Jimmies. They have special guest Pancromatic Steel. They're a percussion. There's a great podcast with Pancromatic Steel live in the lair. Let's hear the Jimmies real quick. It's Valentine's Day, When You Got Love.
All right, we're going to go out with this, too.
Heard it from my father. Probably heard it from his father, too.
Jimmy, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great Max Inc. weekend. This portion of the John and Gordy Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger. Don't forget they have a big President's Sale going on right now with all kinds of savings and free 0% financing available for 6, 12, or even up to 18 months. Verlo.com.
Get John? The adjustable beds there, too.
Yes, check it out. Have a great Valentine's Day weekend.
Oh, John? You know I will.
I know. We'll see you tonight somewhere, right?
Sure.
You're going to be out and about. Sam, take care.
Bowling alley sounds like fun.
See ya.
For a woman to stay.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.